Trump defends tariffs, says potential economic gain worth the price that must be paid. President Donald Trump on February 2nd defended his move to impose sweeping tariffs on the top three U.S. trading partners, acknowledging that the actions could cause some pain for Americans in the economic fallout. On February 1st, Trump imposed 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico and 10% tariffs on China, citing unfair trade terms and his wish to curb illegal immigration and illicit fentanyl trafficking. Opponents say the tariffs, scheduled to start on February 4th, will likely spur a global trade war. Trump defended his actions, saying the United States is losing trillions of dollars in its trade deals with the three nations. He emphasized that there are no tariffs if companies make their products in the United States. This will be the golden age of America. Will there be some pain? Yes, maybe. But we will make America great again, and it will all be worth the price that must be paid. Trump wrote in a post on his social media platform, Truth Social, in all capital letters, "We are a country that is now being run with common sense, and the results will be spectacular. We pay hundreds of billions of dollars to subsidize Canada," Trump wrote in a follow-up post minutes later. "Why? There is no reason. We don't need anything they have. We have unlimited energy, should make our own cars, and have more lumber than we can ever use. Without this massive subsidy, Canada ceases to exist as a viable country. Harsh but true. Therefore, Canada should become our cherished 51st state. Much lower taxes, and far better military protection for the people of Canada, and no tariffs." Canadian leaders have rejected Trump's suggestions that the country become a U.S. state. While Canadian energy imports will be subject to only a 10% levy, Trump's orders do not contain exceptions and include a clause warning of increases if any country retaliates. The three nations all responded swiftly. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said on February 1st that his nation will impose 25% tariffs on more than $100 billion of U.S. goods. Pierre Poilievre, leader of Canada's Conservative Party and a likely successor to Trudeau, described Trump's tariffs as unjust and unjustified, calling for a dollar-for-dollar response by Canada. In a post written in Spanish on social media platform X, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum said she is working on a response to defend Mexico's interests but has not yet given specific steps. However, she suggested that the United States is partially to blame for the flow of illicit drugs over the border and called for its government to do more to address the serious consumption of fentanyl in the country, according to a translation of her post. She also lauded the Mexican government's efforts to seize large quantities of the drug before it reaches the United States. In China, the country's Ministry of Commerce vowed to file a legal case against the United States with the World Trade Organization. Response to U.S. tariff plan. In a February 2nd interview with NBC News's Meet the Press, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem defended the tariffs, calling them an opportunity for Mexico and Canada to partner with the United States in stopping the flow of fentanyl and illegal immigration into the country. "What we have sent a message this week on is that we're not just going to enforce our southern border," Noem said. "We're going to put extra resources at that northern border as well. So Canada needs to come to the table." However, some economic experts and the president's political opponents have warned that tariffs will create higher costs for companies that would then be passed on to Americans. The Tax Foundation think tank estimated that Trump's announced tariffs would lead to an average tax increase of $830 for each U.S. household in 2025, and that tariffs on Canada and Mexico alone would increase U.S. household taxes by $670 this year. Several Democratic lawmakers criticized Trump's decision to impose tariffs on the United States' three largest trading partners, calling the move inherently inflationary. Senator Mark Kelly disputed the notion that the tariffs would be paid by the three nations and not passed on to American consumers. "Bad idea, Donald Trump. These tariffs are going to make things more expensive," Kelly wrote on X. "I know you say that this is going to be paid by the other country, but you are wrong." Several major U.S. companies announced in November 2024 that if Trump were to impose tariffs on the nation's top trading partner, they would have no choice but to pass on those expenses. "If we get tariffs, we will pass those tariff costs back to the consumer," AutoZone CEO Philip Daniele said in a November 2024 earnings call. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce also criticized the tariffs. The president is right to focus on major problems like our broken border and the scourge of fentanyl, but the imposition of tariffs under is unprecedented, won't solve these problems, and will only raise prices for American families and upend supply chains, the business group wrote in a February 1st statement. Others have defended Trump's tariffs, particularly some Republican lawmakers who see it as an opportunity to negotiate with Canada and Mexico. I think these tariffs specifically are meant to bring Canada and Mexico to the table for the fentanyl that is streaming into our communities, Senator Eric Schmidt told Meet the Press on February 2nd. The fact is, these countries are taking advantage of us all along the while we've got fentanyl streaming into our country, Schmidt added. So Mexico has a choice. They can choose to trade with the United States or continue to cozy up with the cartels. It's pretty simple. Other Republicans have expressed disapproval of the tariffs. Tariffs will impose a significant burden on many families, manufacturers, the forest products industry, small businesses, lobstermen, and agricultural producers. Senator Susan Collins wrote in a post on X, I am working with the Trump administration to help its officials better understand the potential ramifications of certain tariffs on Maine and to find out more about their implementation, scope, duration. Senate Majority Leader John Thune said he is not a fan of across-the-board, universal uniform tariffs because of their effect on the agricultural community, which is critical to his state. Reuters contributed to this report.